was dat mooi. We leren een stukje over regel. De gete regel, daar twee dippen halachas. Is de halacha of eating regel.
Dat is de 11 tussen dalen.
En de idee of smelling it, dat is de 2 tussen zijn. Ik was stukje, de idee of regen is een oven. Dat is inside the oven, there are two things. There's the idea of reich, the smell, the aroma. There's something called zeya, steam. Now, it's very interesting, you learn how simon and pashas, anytime we discuss the sugya of a tanner, the main problem is usually the sugya of zeya. The idea of steam, if you look at our sugya over here, it's kamat not brought down, it's one word, one line in the Ramah, derech agav, it's not seem to be brought down this concept. Now, therefore, we're not going to focus over here on this inyan. Just speak out, bekitzer, what happened over here. Numbers Achonim point out, to learn the sugya, sounds like there's no zeh inside ovens. It's not brought down. And therefore, the way how Rav Reuben, the Baruch Shabbos, when he says over the sugya, he says that two kvutzes in Klai Yisrael. The kvutzes in Klai Yisrael that said there's no steam in ovens. Evan Yikoro, he's a Yitzchak passing this way. There's no steam in ovens. No steam. You don't have to worry about it. And therefore, that those won't say, you cook fleishiks, cook milchik inside, zechazer, there's no baya. And the others who seem to be meikul of us in Monsi goes this way, no problem. Asar Sheni, Habrik Laisol, say that an oven, the gate is zechazer, it's just like a pot. Just like you not cook inside a fleishik pot, then milchiks. Who wouldn't inside the oven, you not do zechazer? Fleishiks and the milchiks. You'll have to kashu it. If you can't kashu, it's a big tumult. And therefore, those won't be machmer. Some want to.
Like a pot, that's a
mafaz,
two
years, I'm saying. Right, same thing. Like a pot. Whatever, no, like a pot. Just like a pot. Whatever the pot is, the same thing the oven is. And therefore, someone will help you whether it's Yavish or Lach, also Pesach Tshuva in the Tzadik Beis. The Moshe says by Lach, you have to be Machper, not by the case of Yavish. And there are two different sides over here. Big Machloik is among the Paiskim, there's a Prima Godim by all seem to make only Yavish. Holchus Pesach seems to be Machmer. That those one mechalik whether if you have the grill on top, because when the zeh goes up, gets burned out, and laptop you open the oven, you see this grill on top burns out. And therefore, practically, what to go do? The gate to zeh chazeh, the gate to ovens, well, it's in Sibin Salik Beit, it's a ches, it's a rosh, come from the mission of Machshirin, I will leave it for there. But they do point out, to learn how sugya is not brought down, and therefore, those one tiny from our sugya sounds like there's no problem of zeh. Those mafakvik, those want to answer, maybe our ovens are different. Some want to say maybe the difference between a case of sleeve versus a case of bishul, which they point down to the base does not sound the way. And what to go do? We'll leave it over there. They do discuss just one thing, to get to chalas, which is the case that's yavish. Do you have to wait 24 hours to make it inside your fleshik oven? Well, no, you can make it right away. So also, Rabbi Forst, the Pesach Halacha, the article, he brings down that you want to make your chalas, even the fleshik, within 24 hours, no problem. Look at Chila, go do it. Atzal Shani, numerous people. Berkowitz says, Medina, you're right, but the Nogel Mice is not the way. We wait 24 hours. I tell my wife it's better to wait 24 hours before you make chalas. Again, Mitzal Sugiv Reichos, not Negev Zechazer. Mitzal Sugiv Zeyo, it's Yavish. Different chalas, what to go do. Different Hogan's in Klai Yisrael.
Stam.
That Zeyo, again, basically what I said, Shiloh, Machloikis, different Hogan's. We'll get to it by Zeshev and Bosom Acholov. Our Sugiv, the Sugiv of Reicho. Reicha, again, is only a case when it's at one time, the same time. First question are we discussing a sugya of the Rabbanon or a sugya of the Raisa? They point out the fact that the Gemara and the Rishonim are discussing cases that sound like the Raisa, like Gemara by Karm Pesach, or the Rishonim case of Lach Meitoido. It sounds like the case of the Raisa. Come on the place here, and he wants to say that the Chor that's Guvan Machlik is a Bayan Rovo. A Bayan Rovo, they both agree that this case will be as being Mazik by Bastei, except the Bay holds the Raisa, cannot be Machalik. Mashenkin Rava holds the Rabbanon, therefore he can't be Machalik. Therefore, once you pass him like Rava, it's only the Rabbanon. Some say also has this tzad, he also wants to say maybe Abin agrees, even Abai is a case to Rabbanon. And it seems among the Paiskim, Masham, the Adihudo, Svasem, is saving down that our sugya is Ikid Rabbanon. The Svor Shvoi, Kamal, some say for once, Medaik in the Bahag. The Bahag points out, by having no Tamke Ikir is the Raisa. When you psokim in your Paskim Mishras, Gula Akim, Gunaf Bosom Acholov, otherwise the Chor is Motor. Here do we have a pasuk for Reach? We have no makor, no pasuk for it. Therefore, he wants a taina. It sounds from the bag. It's a case of the Rabbanon over here. That's his taina. The Maisa we did learn already. That's not that simple. The question is, what is Mishras coming to go do in Tzadikas? Is Mishras coming to tell you there's an Isser Tam? Well, no, we may know there's an Isser Tam. Just Mishras tell you the getter is Shishim, the number is Shishim. But Machlokes wants to say Machlokes Ran versus Rajbo, Taz and Shach. What is the Mishras coming to do? The Isser Shavoy? With the share of Shishim, but we still need a bit of a rive, even without the Pasuk in Mishras. So you could say he was telling you that the Yisrael over here is not the Isser, but the Shir, maybe there already is Isser beforehand. Where is Isser coming from? Maybe from the idea about Tmeim. You want Kufi Alpha and Beis. The Meister, when the Prima Gona moves down the crazy, he does end off once Taino, when it's Cherif, Ukedoimo, then Meister the case of the Raisel. The Sfar behind it, we'll get to the case of Cherif, that says, according to the Prima Gona, anything that could be that a Levi agrees is a case of the Raisel, that is Machba, that Rechem also, even with the Eved, could be that case of the Raisel. What's Kedoimo? Says about the Shulchan, it means Pshan of Prima Gona, that not only Cherif, but things that something that's Sosim closed. We'll see that they're brought down by their mall. The only people who have to move up, but the numerous Rishonim want to say, when it's Sosim, the oven is closed. Also, Levi agrees that Rechel is Mosel. So there is a Mavuch among the Achronim, what the Loch is, they were discussing by the Rabban or the Raiso. The Prima Gadim does want to tie now the case that even Levi agrees Rechel Mosel is the case of the Raiso. And those will say, no, that the whole Sukkot is the case of the Rabban. That's Aleph. What is that? Sukkot is Machlokes the Mavuch among the Achronim. Second is, what Yisurim are we discussing? We're discussing Issa de Rabbanon or an Issa de Raisa. So there is a Knesset HaGdolah. He wants a Taino. And he has different ways. The reason why to be Mekel, by certain cases of the Rabbanons, is Ke'in Gzeil L'Gzera. And if by the Rabbanons he wants to be Mekel, come on, give the Prima Gadim. And he points out that we read the Shach over here in the Taz, the Nois Kalim, it's called a case of Dam. Dam Shebishlu, among most Poiskim, says it's a Rabbanon. So we see they're discussing even when it's the Rabbanon. He says, Chalz Bizman Azeh, the Poiskim discussing is also Isdir Abonon. There, the Prima Gadim points out, the Poiskim seems to be not the way we're discussing, even Isdir Abonon, the same Machlik is Rav Levi, and the whole Sugi applies not to be Machalik. Whatever we mach by the Raises, we mach by the Abonons. Not to Machalik one versus the other. So again, so our Sugi number one is that the Isdir Shabbat Ramon, the Raises of Mavucha, what exactly the case is. But what Isurim are we discussing? Because the Poiskim say, we're discussing Sa Isurim Abonon and Sa Isurim the Raiso. Now, to go through the halacha, the first point is you have to start from the sugya. By now, everyone knows the two different sugyas, the sugya Psachim and Daf Ayin Vav, and the sugya Avodah Zarah, Daf Tamach Vav. To go through each one, to build it step by step. First, the Gemara Psachim, Daf Ayin Vav, it brings down that someone has cooked inside his oven, doing tzli, in the vashal case of Shchuta, together with the case in the Veil, that's Kachosh. Case of Mim V'Minoi. Come along with Rav. Rav says that since the Shchuta, even though it's Shomein, it'll be Mefata, the case that's Kachosh over here, and therefore Rav holds to be Machma, Recha, Mosei. Kamlo Levin says, no, it's Recha Balmo, and therefore Recha La Mosei, and therefore there's no problem. That means first we have a simple Machlik, it's Rav versus Levi. We had inside the oven two things side by side, both of Meshomein, according to Rav, the Loch is to be Machma, according to Levi, Recha La Mosei. As my father likes pointing out, Recha La Mosei, says from Rabbi Forrest, does not mean it does not count. La Mosei means it's this question, is it significant or not significant? Rechel Mosa means it is significant. Rechel Mosa means it's not significant. Of course it's here. Avada, there's a smell. You pass by a bakery, you have a smell over here. The question is, does that smell count? Has any value to it? Does it mean anything? Now, Machlokes, Rav says Rechel Mosa, it is significant. Mashengi Levi says not that way. That's Aleph. The Gemara starts off. The Gemara has a second stage over here, brings down a Maestro of Levi, of the Maestro of Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa had a Gdiv with Tava Acha, they cooked together inside the oven. What's the Locha? Levi passed in the Kula, Lushitalsa, and the Maestro it's Mutter. They point out, what is the case exactly of Reish Galusa? Says Rashi, there are two ways to learn the Gemara. The Gemara can either learn that he asked Levi what to go do, and they let him go do it. Or no, they already cooked it, and he asked Levi, now once we cooked it, what's the halacha? Rashi is very clear, he points out, the case over there was what? That he already cooked it, and they went to ask Levi what to go do. Rashi adds in, that's the kimto. B'di'evet. Says Tosfos on Rashi, and Rashi explains that's what Tosfos means. The Rashi we see over here, the whole halacha machlok is Rav and Levi is only b'di'evet. The fact that he explained Reish Galusa in the kimta of b'di'evet, not l'chadchila, that means Levi says to be machmer l'chadchila and only mekel b'di'evet. Where did Levi or where did Rashi know that from? That could be from the basis it brings down from the Rif. That the Rif says the Lashon Gemara is set solu. The Lashon Gemara itself is Lashon b'di'evet. Levi's mekel only a case of b'di'evet. That's the second stage of the Gemara. The Gemara goes on and brings down a third point over here about Ein Tzil and Korban Pesach. The Gemara is a Shaki Vatario, Rav Levi, each one answers it L'shitosoi. The Gemara is a fourth point, Machlokes Tanoim, about being ready to pass Chama, a type of case of a Chovis. The Gemara brings down three different Shitas. The Mei says Osir. The Behuda says the Maisa Tzmoter. And the Yaisi, the Maisa, he's going to be Mach in the case of Tz'orim, because Tz'orim draws it out. So we have a Kash over here, we have Machlokes Tanoim. Yet Rav Levi, Rav the Maisa wants to be Mekel. So Rav wants to be Mach, Levi wants to be Mekel. The Gemara says, Echlam, according to Levi, it's machlokes tanoim. I mean, even though Levi is being mekel, but clearly he's saying against Reb Meir. Reb Meir Ma'aseh asks it. According to Levi, the machlokes is machlokes tanoim. According to Rav, maybe he says the answer, no, kuli amo rechem also. Except I'm going like Rosh Lakish. What's Rosh Lakish? The Gemara points out, Rosh Lakish said there are three levels over here. When you pass chamo, when a case with the chavos of pesuach, then everyone agrees that's osur. When you have a case over here where it's pass that is tsunenis and sagur, everyone agrees it's mutter. And when it's one or the other, either it's chamo or it's pesuach, that's the machlokes tanaim over here. The case that Rav and Levi are discussing over here is the highest level of chamo and pesuach, and then he wants to have everyone agrees that case over here it's osur. There won't be, that means Levi won't say, according to him, echlam it's machlokes. According to Rav, there's no machlokes. And the whole machlokes tanoim is only case when it's the case when it's either oy pesuach or a case when it's cham over here. The fifth level of the Gemara, and so for the stories over here, one of the maestro of Kano, they have passed inside the oven, killed with bolster. The Gemara said he cannot eat it with kutach. Kutach is a milch kedep. Can't take this bread that it has a reich of bolster inside, eat it with a kutach. The second maestro, a rovo mi paskoi, he came and had a case of fish that was killed with a case of meat. And the Gemara again says that he cannot eat it with a case of basar, and the Gemara ends off with my baravashi, even by itself, he came inside the sugya of sakono. I come the sugya. Pashas, when you learn the sugya in Pesachim, what comes out, Maisa is that Rav, he is being machmer, and he says, no machlokes tanoim. No machlokes tanoim. I mean, according to Rav, it's all tanoim that way. Aleph. But they point out, l'chur, Rav Kana went this way, Rav went this way, my baravashi went this way, seems Rav Shlokish went this way. So it comes out that either all tanoim went this way, seems that all most of the achronim went this way, and you would have learned the sugya only in Pesachim. Pashas is you would have passed from more. Reicha is mostly. That's a simple understanding. Come on, Rashi. He sends you to the sugya of Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Vav that we have mach. Even B'diav is also. We go like Rav. Come on, Rashi, and he sends you to the sugya in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav and Beis. Over there we have Machlokes Rav versus Tabayo, and over there. The klal is, as Rav points out, it's not one of the yalkigams. So let's go through the sugya over there in the Vodazar and Daf Samach Vav, also thinking about different stages. First, the sugya is called a sugya of Bastahei. Bastahei means basically you make a hole inside a chavis, you smell the wine. How do you smell it? Through your mouth, through your nose. And Kamal Gemara says, for goy to go do that to the wine of your soul, does not ask the yain. But lehepa, for goy to go do that on the wine of a goy, whether it's dam yain or yain nesach, the Gemara is machlokes. Rava says Alocha is Reicha la Milso, therefore it's Mutter. Nabai says Reicha Milso. The Gemara's next stage, the second stage, brings the Akasha of the case of Kimon Shel Trumo and the case of Pas. So write to Rava, Akasha Nabai. Nabai wants to answer Mikla Yisurei. This is burned out, therefore there's no problem. I couldn't define why that's so, what the Chilik is. The Gemara's last stage is the same machlokes Tanoim Roy the Pas Bechamo. The Gemara answers Echlami according to Rava, you're right, it's machlokes Tanoim. According to Baya, go like Rosh Lakish. Like Rosh Lakish, the same in three levels over here. That means they point out, when you learn Mechor, the two sugyas over here, Sugyam Sachem and Sugyam Vayda Zara, you read each one by itself, sounds like it's a stew with Hadapaskin. The Sugyam Sachem, the Mechor, sounds like the Amarayim, and everyone agrees that among the Tanoim, according to Rav, to be Machmer, and you rule on the Sugyam Sachem to be Machmer. You learn the Sugyam Vayda Zara, Ramachlok is Rav and Abaya, and the Lachadak Rav, Chos Mi Al Kagam, Maisi Bi Mekel. So the question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav or paskin like Levi? Do we paskin Reicha Milso, Reicha La Milso? To come on Tosfos, Sayim Psochem, and he sends you more Varichas than the case in the Avodah Zarah, that he wants a time that we paskin like Rav. Reicha Milso. Reicha Milso. We have Abaye and Rav, we paskin like Rav. He wants a time that Rav and Abaye is separate machlokes versus Rav versus Levi. Two separate machlokes. He wants a time that Abaye was machin the Suga Bastahei. You want to say only over there because it's no Tairu Vais. You smell the wine without any mixture. When in the case of a mixture, it will not affect it. And therefore, by the sugya of a regular tzir of Tairu Vais, will be mekel. Mashengim only by Bastei, there's a tzad to be machmer. It's a tzad for kerpa, the Rav, who is mekel by Bastei, could be agrees even that only by over there is a sugya that's being mazik a person. Mashengim, the sugya in the Pesachim, was not being mazik. Also, it could be agreed that Reicha is Moso. So you want to tie in the machlokes of Pesachim has nothing to do with the machlokes in the sugya in Avodah Zarah. Two separate ideas. Therefore, Taisha goes along further and says there are two vagabna de Reicha, the numerous madregos in Reich. It makes five different levels out of the sugya of Reich. The first level, they come along and says, when it's pas chamo, and the case of Pesuach, that the case of Rosh Lakish, everyone agrees Reichem also. Everyone agrees that's Reichem also. The second level is Machloikis, or the case of Rav or Slavi, Reich, the case of Basar, with the case of Basar, Chusha, with the case of Shmeina, one next to another, one's kosher, one's shape, that's the Machloikis, and how we pass it like Rav, Reichem also. The next level, the third level, Sugya of Pasta Hei, that's the Machloikis of Bayan Rava, and they're going to pass it like Rava, the Reichem Lam also. The fourth level, he says, is either case where it's Tzinenis and Pesuach, or case where it's Sagar and Chamo. There, it's Machloikis of Meir, Yudo, and of Yosi. The Kamlong says, once you pass like Rava, Reichelam also, you pass like a Yudo also, Reichelam also. In this case, also, Lachu Reichelam also. The case of Sa'irin, according to Yosi, it draws out, he'll be Machm Biuch in the case of Sa'irin. The fifth level, he said, to be Mekul Kulalma, the case when it's closed, and the case when it's cold, when you have both together. Those are the five levels that he comes out with. We'll see these levels brought down in the Shulchan Aruch over here. He does end off with the sixth point over here. When it's a Tana Gadol, Pesuach Ksas, also everyone agrees the Maisa to be Mekel. That means he makes these five levels, and he ends off with Nocha, Heter, when it's Gadol, and Pesuach Ksas, also to be Mekel. They could ask, what Raya do you have to write, make these different levels over here? Would you see such concepts? If it's also says, Motor is Motor. So you see this idea numerous times to get to Sugiv Tam. Even though you hold Tam Ikidereisa, we have Sugiv Napanat. Napanat, there's three knots, Tam Kolosh over here. We see that certain things can affect other things more, other things less. Same thing to get to Reichel. Certain times things can be affected more. Things can be affected less. So first we have one Mahalach, Tosis Mahalach, we pass like Rav. The Balamo goes this way. There are the Rosh as the way how the Torah explains he also went this way. But the Chanal passing this way. The Arishonim passing the Maisa like Rav. Reichel Moso. Negates the Sugya of Boster, that one's Kochosh, one's Shavain. Tzad HaSheni, Rav Yishonim, not go this way. The Bahag is brought down by the Rishonim. He passed the Malachas like Levi, Rechla Milso. Rashi on the Sugil in the case of Sochem says that B'Shem the Chubas of Oynim. He says also the name of Lazar Ber of Yitzchak. I'm not sure that is. But also he says the Malachas is the Rechla Milso. And therefore the Rif and the Rambam and the Raivit, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ra, the Rashbam, the Ritva and the Ran, the Eshkol, Kerech, Maril, and Oy, they come on the Paskin, Rechla Milso. Rechla Milso. Oh. So now the question, once they pass Reichel Lam Milso, we really have two questions in this sheet over here. That means we have two sheetas. Rav Eslevi, Machlokes Rishonim, how to pass in. In the Lochle, we pass like Revi, Reichel Lam Milso. Number one, how do you answer the Gemara Psochem? We have Maisel, Rav Kana, Marva Ravashi, Rovim, Bapaskoi. They come long to be Machmer. Second thing is, even when we go like Levi, is that Halacha of Lechatchilo B'dieved? The two questions in the sheet of Levi, how to understand it and how to answer the question. Really, one's intertwined with another, these two questions over here. It seems in this, Machlokes Shokel among the Achronim, how to understand the Avona of Levi. There's one Malach in the Rishonim, the Ban, the Ra, the Ritva, the Ran, the Kerech, the Yosef, they come along and say one Malach. The Halacha is, according to Levi, Reichel Amosa, is even Lechatchilot's Mutter. Lechatchilot's Mutter. Except for Basar B'Cholov. Except for Basar B'Cholov. We have Kansas discussing a case where you have a pass that had meat inside, and now you want to eat this pass with kutach. Rav Berbaskoi, it's discussing a case, we have fish with meat inside, you want to eat it with kutach. Those are the cases of Basar B'Cholov. Miyuchad the Basar B'Cholov, since the Ramban and others, the Basar B'Cholov will be machmer. That means, Be'ikir, we hold Lechatchil its mutter, except for Basar B'Cholov. Why is Basar B'Cholov any different? So the Ran says, Botam Be'Seisif, he has two reasons. One is when a person eats basar and chalav and he tastes it, everyone knows what basar tastes like, everyone knows what chalav tastes like. So you eat it, I taste it, I'm eating basar with chalav. I taste it, I see it. Some might say, you think you're allowed to eat basar with chalav? At least, seem like I'm eating basar with chalav. The person over here eats something that is a nevela, whether it's been shlevi mina, you'll taste it. Or if it's the case of a mina, you won't taste it. When it's over here, you eat something, no one knows what chazar tastes like. No one knows. So you eat it, something strange here. You don't know you're eating chazer. You know, you go mavar, what am I eating over here? Tell you, yeah, it's chazer, but don't worry, it's reyach, it's not the case of tam. You mavar, this a case of reyach, which reyach, I say reyach lam also. So the reason why to eat machal basar b'cholov, because people say, I'm eating basar b'cholov. I don't think you're allowed to eat basar b'cholov. Chazer, someone tastes it, don't think he's eating chazer. You know, don't know it's chazer. You go mavar, what you're eating, I'll tell you, it's reyach, no problem over here. That's one reason why to eat machal basar b'cholov. Very gishmak malach. The second mouth the Ran says, the cloudy no b'cholius, learn the basar b'cholov. We're much more machem basar b'cholov. Why it's around? We have in our houses. We make a chokkis, can have be on shulchan echad. One shulchan can have chazer at the same table with you. We wait 6 hours. We don't have a shulchan echad. We have a chukkas over here because comments around people have all the time. If we have a special achuk over here, we mean more machma over here. That means again, there's a taz being done for the Daki Moshe. There's a tzad be more makel and basa b'cholov to answer the steerer's verse, tzadik zayin verse over here called ches. Why the Torah says only over here it has to be pesuach mashe enke in the case of tzadik zayin. They point out there is a svar to be makel and basa b'cholov. Why the chana point out because it's not derech bishul. However, the way the Rishonim say is more machma and basa b'cholov. Why for these two reasons? Either because I'm tasting basa b'cholov, or mitzvah, there's a reason to be marchik from it. Now, there is a third reason over here, the rift idea, that the concept of Dovah Yishish Lamatirim. That means we learn in Simon Kurbeis, the locha of Dovah Yishish Lamatirim, why eat a Be'isa, eat a Be'heter. Came along the rift over here, and he extended it further, Lav Dafka in the case of Bittul, but even in the Kimta of Heter Be'heter. He came along and says that he had this case of Pas, the Cholv went inside of it. You'll never mark this Cholv, but since it can be eaten Be'heter, why eat a Be'isa, eat a Be'heter? Kain, the concept of Rashi, he gave to the Sugya of Bittul, he took it the case of when it's Heter Be'heter, not Mevatel, eat it by itself. Go eat it by itself. Now, this riff we came across a couple of times. Just to point out, do we go with this riff or not? So, first, on this riff, this concept they sang that when you have a pass that's milchik, go eat it with fleishiks. They came out of Yishlam Atirim. Number one, the Ram points out we do not go this way. For Rai will get to the Sugya of Not by Not. Person that has this, any case where you have a Sugya of fish goes on the flesh plate. Now the fish is fleshik, so loch is allowed to eat bekutach. When, how, and what? Well, I have to get a simon to the case of beis, mechabu, amo. The Gemara says you can. So we don't seem to worry about this concept. That's the Ran's kasha. The way we had it already twice, we had a simon to the test, sivov. The Gemara brings down halacha. Now what's the case? Let's say a person put water inside the milk. And now there's shishim of water, or milk inside the water, the shishim of water versus the milk. Now that there's milk inside the water, can you put it inside Balser? There's multiple sheets, can you put it inside Balser? So the words of the Ramah, the end of Sevov and Tzadik Tes, he says, the Maisa, once it's in its mortar, the Shach, even Lechatchil, I'll put it inside. Even Lechatchil, I'll put it inside. Points out, Kivegar, we see, not like the Rif, no passing like the Rif. That's Aleph. One place we had it already. The second place we had it, is Simon Kuf Beis on Tzif.
It's a different issue, though.
What?
Yeah, but
here, but we see the rift. This idea of here, we don't say bittul, it's heter be'heter. Go eat, go use the water by itself. That's what Kivagin points out. The second place we had it in Simon Kuf Beis Siv Dalet, the more brought down, there's a yesh oimim out there that discusses that when you have basar got mixed in with other basar, that some basar, neither one they did licha to, there's still dam inside. There is basar over here that after 3 days, we have a chumrus of go'inim that a person can only do tzli, cannot do mlicha to it. Got mixed in with all the basar that you can do mlicha to. What's the loch in that case? Says Ramah, yesh oimim genavam mitzad the sugya dovish yishlamatirim. Who is this yesh oimim? They point out it's a riff, it's shita that could have a way of kashering it, how? Do tzli, not do mlicha. That means you'll never able to do mlicha, you have a way of doing it through tzli. They point out, the words of Ramah is very clear. There's yesh oimim out there. We have to worry about dovish yishlam atirim, except over here it's issa blua, says Ramon. But that's not our shito. We don't go like this riff. That means we had this riff either in the Ramon, Kubeis, or Dalad, which is yesh oimim, which we don't go like. Or we see the Ramon, and the Shach points out, also in Ensak Beis, well, we do not go like this riff. So, for instance, again, we have 3 reasons why we be more machmir bas b'chol. That's one malach. The second malach among the Shainim, also malachs. The Bahag goes this way, the Rif, the Ram, the Rav, the Rajma, and we said before, and Rashi says this way. So we're doing that way in Rashi. If they come along and say, no, to answer the question of Rav Kahana, and answer the question from Rava, Maravashi, the Be'etim Reichel Amil says only B'dievet and not Lachatchilo. Only B'dievet and not Lachatchilo. So we have, again, even in Levi, we have 2 ways of understanding it. Either Levi holds Reichel is Milsa, sorry, Levi holds Reichel Amilsa, even Lachatchilo, except for Bosa B'chalo. Or Levi holds Reichel La Milsa, but only B'dievet and Lachatchilo. To go on the second Malach, again, the Mishnah Rishonim go, Reichel La Milsa is only the case of B'dievet and Lachatchilo. The question is why? What's the Sfar behind it? What's the Lamdas behind it? Where in the world, or why are we doing it for? Where's the Makar for this concept? So among the Achonim Diff Malachim, one way, how the place he says, the Baal HaShulchan by himself says, it's very simple. It's Achok HaBa'alma Lachatchilo not to go do it, because you might come to eat the Gova Dover. We don't want you to go eat the Gova Dover. So we say Lachatchilo to be Machmer. Chok HaBa'alma. One Sfar. A second Sfar, the gilus of Rodham and Shuvah being down from his father, I mean the father of the prima godim. He came along and tainas lemaisa. Is there reyach here? Yes, there is reyach here. But raya, we'll see by the case of Pesach. We'll get to. The loch is we're going to aser. When the person will say to aser, I feel be'el by the case of reyach. It's just a question: is it significant or not significant? When they get to Pesach, the issue is mashu. I feel be'el for levotul. This will come out. The little bit that goes inside over here, there is here. We mevatel iser, and we know the loch in siman tzadik tes sefei sevot. We cannot mevatel iser. Side up on side the rises. So we mevatel reyach. To the reich is here 100%, except it's insignificant. To go to do that lachatchila, be mevatel iser. To mevatel iser, you cannot do lachatchila. That's the reason. So you mevatel iser. Now, Kivek also brings down this svara and his habina does not like it. The ilum could ask a question. If so, let's ask it. But the evidence, so give knas over here. Okay, if I care the other way, why is the iser? It's always a case of shefa over here. Shefa should be also be mutter. So it could be one question really answers the other question. There's no knas because it is a case of shefa. But that is the second malach over here. Inside the second malach, listen, let's go.
According to the first one, so what's that do?
No, then it could be in this case it does not affect that much. You can make a lachatchila. That means when I taste it, it might come to eat it. But I don't taste it. Obviously, with psuach, it obviously affects it less. So now chok over here, you won't taste it when you eat it as much. You won't sense it as much. Yeah. The rift says b'diavad. No, the fact is true. What's the lumdah? What's the svar behind it? I'm saying, what's the svar of the rift? Rather, the Rambam and the rift say b'diavad. The Rashi says b'diavad. What is the svar behind it? Why? So again, one reason why it might come to eat sir. Second reason, ask mevatel sir. A third reason, the kivegi ends off what you call balpachish, but of course it's kivegi, so it's not. Very simple. Rav and Levi, Rava was being makel. Levi was being makel. They both agree. Machlokes hanoyim. Meister Meir asks it. Meir, they both agree on it. That means even the Makilim saying is Makhloik Tanoim. So let's be Choshev for the Tanoim, for a Meir. Makhloik, you're Makhloik, it's a Meir. Very simple. Behuda's Makhl, Behesi's Makhl. But Meir asks, we're Choshev, it's a Meir. Very simple. That's the reason why we're Makhloik. Fine, so that's first, Mitzav, the Sigur Shpoi, what comes out. Malocho, we have over here a large Sif over here, a Sif Aleph. So there's a Mechaber, there's a Ramo. Just like to start off today with the Mechaber. Bereshit on Sunday, go through what the Ramo says over here. Mechaber seems to say 5 points over here. The Ramo seems to say 9 different points over here. I don't think I don't finish it yet, but I'd like to step by step. First, what the Mechaber over here says, number one, he says the Malach is lechatchila not to go do it, even if it's not touching it one to another. The second thing he says, once you do it, the Yevon the Maisit's Motor. Third thing he says, not to mechalk whether it's Shomin or not. Fourth thing he says, if it's Godel or Pesuach, Lamaisit's Motor. And the fifth thing he says, lechatchila, when one is mechoso, also it's mutter. Those are the 5 things he says. Explain each one. Be kitzer. First thing he said, lemaisa, laloch lechatchila, not to go do. By now we spoke out very clearly that even though we're passing like Levi, but we're going laloch like the Rif from the Rambam, and therefore Reichel, Lamelts is only b'diev and not lechatchila. That's Allah, first thing. The second thing the Mechaber says, b'diev is mutter. Again, why? Machlokes among Rishonim. But here, Revi Shem, lemaisa, Meikel. Revi Shem, go like Levi, lemaisa, Reichel, Lamelts. The third thing, when he comes along and says that once Reichel Amilza, he says, even if it's Shmeina Harba, the Maisa, he can't be Mekel. So, what does that mean? So, Be'etzim, when you learn the Sugi over here, the Gemara is saying, Fakert, according to Rav, to be Machmer, when that even though the Issa itself is Kochish, when the Heter is Shmeina, to be Machmer. We're coming along saying to be Mekel, even when the Issa is being Shmeina. That means not be Mechalat. That means when Rav is being Machmer, and one of them is be. The case of Shemeno, and Levi be Mekel, even one of them Shemeno, not Mechalk, which one? There's no Chilk over here. Now, what does that mean? This concept of to be Machmer al Shemeno. The Kamlon Rav explained that since we have a case of Kochosh over here, that's Isser, we have a Het over here, that's Chomain, it's Mefatim Madodi. One of them is Mefatim one to another. What does this mean? And the concept we already had a couple times in Simon Kofay, the way Rashi explains, is that this Reach is going to enter a Mefatim thing that's Kochosh over here. The reich that's shaman from the heter is going to make the thing that's kochosh and make it also have this fatty taste to it. The way how the Chochma Zadma explains what's loimer, not stam, it flows around and takes it out. It's mamish nichdas, the mamish goes inside the thing itself as kochosh and makes it shaman. People are going to point out, therefore, for example, Let's say you have inside your oven tumin shomin, we have a kosher piece of meat in shomin. You have matzah that's kochosh, and you have chometz that's kochosh. Two things are kochosh. What's happening over here? Says the Pim Gadam, the concept is the shomin is going inside the chometz. Now the chometz that's kochosh will affect even the matzah that's kochosh. It will affect two things that are kochosh, one to another. It's not some floating around and infecting itself. It will even go to the thing that is kochosh and make it shomin. And now the matzah will ask to the other thing that's kochosh. That means one kochosh could affect the other one. They do point out there's a graz, the top of the design does not sound to be that way in Chol Pesach, but that's how the Pim Gadam Chachmuzalim explains this, a simple understanding of Rashi. And mamish makes the guf hadover that is kochosh makes it shomin. Now, the case that we had it by already in Kofei, we had it three different times. One in the Sifhei by the case of Tzli, once in Sif Zayin by the case of Isif Lua, and once in Sif Tes by the case of Melicha. Three different times. Over there, when it's brought down, to affect one to another and give the klolam of Kochosh Shamin. That means by Tzli, we know the loch is Netilo. By when it's Kochosh, when it's Shamin, it's Shishim. Would it make it the case of Shishim? By Melicha, we know it's the case of Klipo. Would affect one to another over here. That was the question in Simcha Fein. The Maisa, what came out, is really what we see over here, a question. We have a call in a Nesu Yachal Oysim more than Issa, where it's coming from. A call, Toysimus, we shouldn't point out. For example, you have one piece touching another piece, Issa touching Heter. If it's touching him with Kochosh, we'll only ask a case in the Tilo. When we ask the Tilo, it's ask now the next Tilo, the next Tilo, the next Tilo. Each one to affect the one afterwards. The study Shabbat is, they can affect more the way it's coming from. That cannot make it go further. It can make it go further. Therefore, the question is by Reach, making it go further. How in the world, and the kash is, why don't we have the kal in an Esser Yachal Oysim more than Esser? Come along the Rishonim, brought down with the place over here, Reach Hashani. Reach is different. Somebody, yes, it can. It observes the word, the concept of the idea of Ein Echal Yachal Oysim more than Esser. It's a rule with an exception. It has an exception over here. If that is so, what the Taz over here brings down, so how in the world are bringing down the Simon Kofei? There's no Reich over there. It's a case of Sli, case of Mliach, it's a Blua. How in the world are bringing down Kofei? So the Taz, you're right, it's a mistake. He argues, the Great argues, and we mentioned then, numerous places can want to argue with this concept does not apply. We mentioned the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. That means this question of the Taz brings down Reich Hashani is him l'shitasoi. And the other Achim had to answer over there, why over there? No, the Shach had to answer why we can't bring it down. That's the sugya of being mafatu one to another. Building upon this, come along the Taz and Shach, they say the Gemara's case is one is Shamin. Let's say both of them are Kochosh. Both are Kochosh. What would Rav hold in that case? Agree to Levi? Would Abaya agree to the case of Rav over there? So come along the Beis Seisid, bring down the Rashba, both are Kochosh, it's even Mutalach Archilo. Both are Kochosh, Mutalach Archilo. Therefore, the Taz and Shach, they bring down the Loch Lamaisa, that both of Kochosh is Mutla Hathil, there's no Machlokes over here. Chavadas, Koch Bezodim, Raz, they go this way. They do bring down that the Ramon Torah's Chattas, he said, L'chathilah to be Machmer, and that those are Mafakri upon this Halacha. The one Taina, why do you make on two things that are Kochosh? The Archa Shulchan says, read the Gemara, it's not sound the way, yet before Shishalmi, not the way, says the Roshan did not sound the way, through this Rashba. Once that Taina is against it. So this idea of two things that are Kochosh, they point out Mafakri for different reasons. Some of them are mafakrik upon the klal shabbat, it's not so. Or chashuchun, paris chadzeh to be machmer l'chadchilo. Second is that we're saying mashomain to be machmer, but kochosh to be mekel. That's what the Taz and Shach is saying. Again, we had the loch and simon kofei numerous times, enonu bekiim, in kochosh and shomain. Therefore, since enonu bekiim, let's be machmer, it's how the sig of enonu bekiim. Therefore, the Prim Gadam says, you're right, do the kochosh to be mekel. But in the beginning, once we have the Mon Kofei, we'll be Machmer over here. Also, two things are Kochosh, the Maisa to be Machmer. To be Machmer. I didn't say Pas, I said two things are Kochosh. We two levels over here. Two things that are Kochosh. Now, come along others, the Zilchet Zedek, Kav Chaim brings it down, says the Taz and Shach also knew the Ramah. They were after the Ramah. Still, they came along and they said two things are Kochosh, the Maisa to be Mekel. And we had certain times, especially over here, and what's the sort of Mechalik? And over there, things are also b'di'evet. Here, Reich Lam also b'di'evet. In Machmed, Eino Bekim, things anyway, Mutu b'di'evet. Why do that for? And therefore, those who are Taina, to be Maisa, to be Michael. Even Mizman Hazeh, not looking at people in Godim. So again, so those who are Mefakud in Halacha, those who are Taina, Eino Bekim, they'll say, no, Maisa Tazan Shach knew otherwise. There's a third point over here, the gate of two things that are Kochosh. So again, we have one child, we have Paskin, that they are two things that Kalkush to make Lona. Second question, Einon Bekiyim. A third thing is, two things that Kalkush is one level, is another level. Sometimes, Vada Kalkush. We had this concept also in Kofay. We were talking about the Kalim, think that Vada Kalkush, maybe even by the rice, it can be Mekel. So something like Pas, something like Matzo. Those things that are Vada Kalkush, maybe in this case, also even more of a reason to be Mekel. Over here, the people God does not say you have to be Machmer, but he says a Machmer Tov LaBracha. Even in the case of Pas, Yadudah says why? Even the Chachila Mai says Mutter. So first it comes out by Kochush, a Shashal to be Machmer or not. But the case, Bizmanazer, people God says to be Machmer, in the Nubikim. All this wonderful fact we say another way. On Pas, the most you have is a Machmer Tov LaBracha. Why is the case of a Vada Kochush? Building upon that, you have inside the oven, you have pas on Pesach, and you have chometz inside. Matzah inside, pas and matzah, one inside, one with another. What's the loch in that case? Come on, the mechab and some tov some chalaf, and say, hey, he writes a loch in the mice is mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because again, two things are kochosh. It's vada kochosh. The mice is mutter. Go do it, vada, don't do it. Cholapach is machmatol abrach. But once you do it, hagam musil a loch lemaisa by chometz be more machmatarech as the sugyam of a mashu. But here, when it's two things are kochosh, vada kochosh, there's no mashu, there's nothing here at all. Nothing here at all. The question is, what about past today? That means everyone knows, Bezman HaChazal, hundreds of years ago, very simple, want to go to the store, go buy past made by Goy, bread was flour and water. Can you buy past Akum, past Nachtim, different Hoggis, different times, yeah, different times, no. Today, to go buy bread from a Goy, there's no Hetim, it has the other ingredients inside. They say there are tens of hundreds of different ingredients inside your past, your Bayam says Sugi of Kashrus. Go to do the Sugi of past Akum. So the question is, now that pas has inside of it oils, pas has inside of it fats, is it now not a case of kochosh? Or still it's a case of kochosh? How do you look at pas bizmanazer today? So already the Mishnah Berurah brings down this question, Milchas Pesach, in Tov Samach Aleph, you have two different cases over here, a case of shumon, a case of shemen. Shemen is a case of oils. You come along and he brings down from the Prim Godim, which comes from the Milchas Yaakov, the time is, you look from the Rishonim, it's causing a case of lach mitoidah. Lach meitoido, what do you have inside? You had shemen inside. And still the cooling case of kochosh, vada kochosh. The fact that it's shemen inside, that's the case of vada kochosh still. Even though we have other ingredients inside, like shemen, mice will not affect it, it still is kochosh. Aleph. The case of the shumon there, yeah. What?
It's still stuck with tons of other ingredients.
So that's, if shemen did not make it kochosh, I assume one thing, maybe, Ulay, just pointing out what Mishmur says first, step by step. Since, let's say shumen inside, fats inside. Come along the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down Machloikis, the Magar Avram versus the Chemin Moisha. Maisa Mishnah is Michael. Come along, not like Magar Avram, how the people want to explain it. Says, even by case of Shuman, even fats inside, oil, not just oils inside, fatty stuff that's Shuman inside, still by case of bread, the Maisa can be Michael. So come along, that means if you understand the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah, it's talking about even the case of Pesach, Lachor Pas Bezmanazer is the case of Vada Kochosh. Which now leads to the question that was asked, I think. Recently, yesterday, numerous times with numerous people. People want to know when they're mafish challah, what to go do with the challah, to go burn it inside the oven, or how to go burn it. So first, the makor, why to go burn it inside the oven, before Shemon, Simon Shincho Beis, Melchus Challah, in Sefei, he brings down the noigim lashlicha the tanner before you cook the pas. The noigim is to put it inside the tanner before you make the bread, and to heat up the oven inside. Once you have ashes, then to put your bread inside. That means to burn your challah as ramah. But the kids are chashuch, and the place can be done the minute to go burn your challah. Why? Because you're not mevaz a kodshim over here. The avish making the ashes. Nichol mitzvah sugya b'zayin. So first, practically, can a person take your mafresh challah, wrap it up, and throw it into the garbage? You go do that. Chatchilo. Or no, you shouldn't go do that. Mevaz a kodshim. So b'chayim kinyaski in derech emuno, he brings down that the chanish wrote. He says that if a person is stuck, you know the options. That's the correct thing to go do. Wrap it up. Dan Weiss is true about the Chelik Tess, Rav Bloy writes about it, Rav Shtumach writes about it, they all write B'shasat Chak. We'll have to find what that means. But when you're stuck, a Vada, what to go do? Go wrap it up and throw it in the garbage. That takes here the Sugya Mitzvah, the idea of B'zayin. This is the question Rashi Ish brings down to Liashiv. Liashiv said, no, still by B'zayin, you cannot even do B'shasat Chak, you have to make sure you burn him somehow. And even Rav Berkowitz, he writes, Nisa is over, B'zman Azer. Somehow we're in the category of B'shasat Chak, he'll say why exactly. And therefore, even the Chatchilah, wrap it up, put it in the garbage. That means you wrap it, put in the garbage. Different on hoggers in Klal Yisrael. Some say no. Most people say b'shas tchak. But some people do that lechatchila because there seem to be nichel in that parameter of b'shas tchak for different reasons. That's the different on hoggers. What to go do? Now negate to burn it first inside your oven with challah inside. You're making a challah. You want to burn your challah over here, put it underneath where the fire is. To go do that or not? Can a person do that lechatchila? Is this a gavir reichel? So first, mitzad to be machma as Indian that we have two things that are kochosh, at the Torah's chatzis are chashuch, mitzad to be machma mitzad sugi of kochosh. Who they point out? No, because by pass, it's vada kochosh. So you won't have the chum in the Torah's chatzis or chashuch, we don't have the Indian to be machma. Why? It's vada kochosh over here. Mitzad the Indian to be machma because there's shemen and shuman mixed inside. First of all, our things have shemen maybe inside, but not a case of shuman inside. And even shuman, mishmul, and maishan is mekel, which should not be machma for these two reasons. However, what we're left with, we have a Prima Gonim says a machma tavla bracha. That Ketubah brings it down, and by force brings it down three different times. Pass machma tavla bracha. So one reason would to be machma tavla sugi machma tavla bracha. A second reason, come on Abloy, it says in our ovens that are small, and Reb Chaim Kadesh Kadechamun sends you to Abloy safer. It says Bezmanazer our tenum are small, and therefore mitzad sugi of reyach l'maisa not to do it as reyach l'maisa l'chadchilo, but the evidence beseder. That's the sugi rechem also. At the same time, you challah, and you mafresh challah, and you put it inside underneath where the fire is, and you want to also have the baked challah at the same time.
Are you just baking challah?
Can you go do that lechatchila not? So I'm trying to understand, can you do that lechatchila?
Not
wrapped, we didn't get wrapped. That's going to be next level. Definitely. So come along again to Rav Bloy, and the Reb Chaim sends you to the Maisi says, you cannot do mitzvah sugi rechem also. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's saying. Maisi says, it's too near yobish. Two things are kochish. We'll get to the small or big. He says tanum that are small will have this problem. We'll get to the position. But he says you have a bayam mitzvah sugi rechem also, which I love anti video. He has another problem, which is a good question. And this mafresh chal is touching your oven. Do you have a shell over here touching your oven? It's a case of clearly kli. It clearly kli, even though when it goes inside, you've just made your ovens a problem over here. You made the ovens have bleis of Isser inside. Oichel goes inside without reitiv. The yamafesh chala touches the kli itself. Elamai, you put on top of silver foil or put on top of something and go from kli to kli. The mavucha among the achrayim, the worry about kli to kli, lechat chilo, avada b'diev is no problem with kli to kli. That means the mafesh chala touching the oven itself is a bayah. And if you do that, how to kashur it? Either some say you have to leave them, it means self-clean, or the loch is you should be shol upon your mafesh challah. Otherwise, what's the eitzah? People put silver foil there. The question is that good lechatchila only b'diavad? Again, we'll learn a loch in simitzak beis, simchas, mevuch among the lapayskim, and moishas, in lechatchila, no problem. Others say only good b'diavad. Everybody is good b'diavad. The question is lechatchila b'diavad. That means we had a shaf in simitzak fei on simitzak zayin, the being that clearly clean does not transfer one to another. Everyone agrees that's true, b'diavad. Question lechatchila not. Therefore, come along the others want taino. The chachila person should not be mafresh challah put inside the oven the same time the challah is here. One mitzvah the sugi of rechem milsel yishlodenu. One mitzvah machmet of lebracha. One mitzvah the sugi of that you have bayam to the sugi of kli lekli. And void the seva chal keluchos says very good. There's no shem and no shuman. We don't have to worry about that. He says other ingredients inside. We put eggs inside. Other things that will give it the category of being something that is kein shamin. You have a bayah achal. Maybe have a get of shamin over here. Those are the svaras first. Allah l'maisel. And those are mafakrik on these tainas over here.
In Kofi, we said that meat itself could be kafir. How about less than eggs?
That's what I meant. We was placing mafakrik on these sforas over here. And therefore, Yisrael Nashik Klein or the Chachonim is the Kirel said, no problem. Rechalam also, two things are kafir over here. The only thing you may be left with the makbetala bracha and Yishlodu with the makar for that is exactly fine. But why do you makhma and those say like a chila, no problem? That's how Sheni, Bavozer, and Neboisim, and Chal Kilchasa, and Abloy, and Chaim, seem to go this way, and Rabberkwitz, he's in the Maestri Machmud, Vichoshish. Machmud. He said, at least he knew his problems over here. The Elite, sometimes people touches the walls itself. You have Blias over here, then had a Kashir oven, not that simple to Kashir it. Our ovens, most of them are not self cleaning. To Mafish Chal is not that simple, especially once you ate it ready, depending on Rabban Deraisa, Yisrael Chuslowitz. And therefore, those are saying, Maestri, not to go do it. And therefore, Rabberkwitz says, beside the problems that come out of it, just wrap it up. We are nichel, numerous houses. Certain, it really depends what type of house you have. Your house, everything was sudar, fine, maybe burned beforehand. inside the oven. How's it not Musudar? The question I get all the time when things are not Musudar. At least the issues, and therefore a Berkus society tells his tzibur, just wrap it up and throw it in the garbage. That's what you should go do. No bayam inside the sugil bazarin over here. The maisa, there's another option over here.
That means double wrapped?
No, one single wrapped. Make sure not mavaza. Now there's another option over here. Not in the oven.
Is option double wrapped in the
aluminum foil? Not. It means throw in the garbage.
Throw in the garbage.
Now there's another option over here. That people, what they like doing. Now you could, like saying, double wrap inside the oven. You have to know if it really burns or not. What people do, they take it and put it on their oven range, on the gas range, on the stove on top. Now. Exactly what to go do. Now, first of all, the point over here is to burn it, not roi l'achila. I see people burn and the outside's burnt, and they're not really getting the point, the inside's still roi l'achila. And Maisi still left the question, you still have to wrap up, throw it out. That seems to be the inum seems to have a hugga. They put it on top, but still will fall over there. And then they, once it's burnt, to them it looks like it's burnt, then they throw it out, which I think, anyway, they still have the bayah, they still have to wrap it up. Unless it really burnt to crisp, but it's not that simple. Now, even when you put it on top, technically, if people want tiny, you can put it upon the grates itself. The better thing, the chura, is to take it, not put it on the grates, but to put it on the burners. Why? Because the burners, the maisa, do not touch the grates, till I'm no bayav chula kli, won't be any chumra over here. A maisa, if you put it on the burners, the chal itself, you can ask your burners, first of all, they say it naturally caches itself. Even if it doesn't, the burners will not touch the grates, therefore it's not going from the burners to the grates, not transferring. And even if it is, the chula kli case, but you have it over here, boy, there's no shot, sat, Kamat any chashash over there, and therefore that's what numerous people do. They put on the burners, they burn over there, and then
your
they.
Grates any worse than your basal kol if you cook there? No one cooks basal kol on the grates. It's in a separate range. Most people don't.
So the
so there, any worse than
so
that?
So on the grates is a big mavuch. What to go through? Moshe says he could do lachatchila. Shlomo Zalman says he could do lachatchila. And the Yashiv says he can't. But Shulchan says he can't. So I said a better thing not to get involved with your grates.
Is any worse than your basal kol? Anyone who cooks. Basal
and
kol on their grates.
Yeah, one is haterim and one is yisurim. Not benat yisurim. This is, again, yes, it is worse. Not benat yisurim is always worse in the case of hater. Yeah, it is worse. But again, chlami, there is a. Your tiny is, once you go like a Moshe, you have the same grates, milk, and fleishiks as you, Michael. But you don't have to get involved with that machlokes. You can go like Yobi Yashiv and the Badei Shulchan and do it on your burners. Anyway, that's you put it over there. On your burners itself. No problem over here. The Maisa, you look very forced. He has the red safer and the blue safer. The red safer and the Maisa, he's Mekel, no problem. Go put inside the ovens. He ends off Machmatel of Brachat Supreme Godom. Somehow, when the blue safer, he switched. So he said, not do it inside the ovens. Not to be more Machm over here. But sorry, fine. Could be he learned from trial error, the blue error. Blue safer came out after the red one. So it wasn't good to play around with the ovens and the Maisa not to go do it that way. Fine. There are different on Hoggis. The Maisa, again, they point out very clearly, but make sure when you do it, do not take your chalas, put it inside the oven, and put it upon the tray. On the tray, you have a bayah of that you made the tray also over here, and tekash is not that simple. Chuyin in the case of libun, or bishal upon the afrosh, not that simple. Therefore, not to go do it. Now, this idea I'm saying to put aluminum over there, a silver full over there, just to be clear, the idea we're calling it a case of kli l'kli. The avne yashba is the rebbe of the yashiv, is aluminum full, and this one they get of kli l'kli. And therefore, but you have a besay, no problem. You're being down the yashiv, no, it's not kli l'kli. You need a pot, you need a kli over here. Therefore, even putting on aluminum inside the oven, it goes through the aluminum inside your oven the mice is treif. It's going from the like chal touching the oven. It's like it's not there. Command the lesser. It's so dark, command the lesser. It's clear, but Alma doesn't count. Now, numerous swarm say to put aluminum there. Can they buy some that way? By four says that way, a blow says that way. They come on the but Yom says put aluminum there. That means that those want Taina. And the numerous riots, there is no chiluk of how thin it is. A kli is a kli. We don't see any difference over here. Berkowitz says that way. There's no difference. But there is not a reason why to be machm over here. Those mafak with the idea of putting aluminum is that nichol and sikkim kli the kli, whichever grade you want to be the ever. No, mom is putting it straight on top of the oven over here.
Does anybody else say like this?
Nothing of, and the numerous riots against it. It's not crisp yet.
Clean
and clear. Yeah. Okay. However, the American car, Reynolds, thick. And the way the Yavni Yashua, he's the one who said he showed to him, he says, could be.
The one like the airplane was in, you would hold that it would not be good. Oh. You hold that it would not be good.
Well, no, that may be a little bit different. It could be, yeah.
It's double red. It's double red.
Fine. That's the third level. Case of Shum in the gate to ovens. The fourth thing that come along the Makabra is, again, what just came out in the gate to ovens, they're what to go do. Practically, people put it on the burners or people wrap it up and throw it out. Some people actually put it inside the oven, but I never see it inside the oven anymore. People either put it on the burners or on top, or they wrap it up and throw it out. The fourth level in Shulchan Aruch, he says, if it's Tana Godel, and it's Besuach, L'maisens Motor. So first, what do you mean a Tana Godel over here? So among the Galachonim, Peskachuvah over here, sends you to Aloch and Simitzak Zayin, Peskachuvah. There seem to be two, at least three different sheetahs over here. One sheet of the way of the smach that's brought down from in the Torah, he said there has to be an area that fills up Yud Beis Asreinim. And you look up the smach, it sounds like, what do you mean Yud Beis Asreinim? Does it mean the area, or does it mean the ground area, the floor? The smach seems to mean the floor area when the pas is one tefek thick. When the pas is one tefek thick, Yud Beis Asreinim, Lamaisa, that's a getter of being Godel. That's first one shear. A second shear, come on the crazy how the Chafmazon goes. It says in those days their ovens, how would they take challah and make challahs? They put it on the floor, they stick it on the side, they stick it on top. And it means Yud Beis Asreinim, lav dafka on the floor, means also counting the four sides, the four walls over here. That's Yud Beis Asreinim. What? A third shita, the Yad Liyo, wrote down by the Peskei Tshuva, it means the halal is Yud Beis Asreinim. That means Yud Beis Asreinim, where? Even on the ground only, with the this challah being a tefach thick? Or does it mean Yud Beis Asreinim on the four sides? What does it mean Yud Beis Asreinim in the area of the halal Shabbai? That's first the three shitas over there. Now, to change those shitas into practical numbers, the Svarim seem to have different numbers. Let's take one Sefer, by Forrest. The Sefer that I have personally at home, he says the getter of the biggest shear over here, the idea of Yud Beis Asreinim with the smack sheet over here, he writes is 272 square feet. 72. Yeah.
Well, if you go just the.
He said the smaller one is 29 square feet. That's the one I have. My father's Rabbi Forrest Sefer. He seemed to disagree and change and argue with himself. It says the bigger one is 22 square feet, and the smaller one is 11 square feet. That means he changed. That means one I had. That means when I gave shit 2 times ago, I said 272, and people were fact fake. And they were right. He nicely changed it to from 272 to 22, the bigger one. And the small one he changed also from 29 to 11. Even on that number, no, he's very clear. He gets the numbers, he writes a couple times, he explains it. Even on that, when I gave the board last time, the end was mafakvik upon it, and they gave also the numbers. See, others from also mafakvik in those numbers. And the others want to go with 36 liters. So people pointing out, looking at the Badei Shulchan, he seems to go, the idea over here is what is 300, what would you say, tell me, Ari? Is 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters? 54. There are other numbers out there. Now, the way, however, before, so he writes, he has all our ovens, the Meister, are a case that's small. I mean, any number he's going with, our ovens, whether it's my print or the new prints, the Meister, all our ovens are small. The Meister go the other numbers that the Badei Shulchan, I said, we go the numbers that the Sefer Beit Sa'itzer, brought down the Rech of the Shulchan, said 36 quarts, 36 liters over here. That means basically what do you do? You take an oven, you have 27 bottles of soda that fits inside, that'll be a case that's scuttle. If done fit inside, it'll be a case of cotton. That means it really depends. The Israeli ovens will be small, the American ovens will be big. I mean, to come out, if you different shum that you go with, you go to the Badei Shulchan Mahalachim, or the Shulchan, and one of the Mahalachim, again, a few Mahalachim over here, and there is an option for our ovens to be pigs. Maybe not. Again, there have to be Mahalachim over here. What to go do? That means if our ovens are big or not, according to the Badei Force, then the Vada not big, it's certainly small, according to all days. Others say, La Daf, Yish, Fakrik, upon the numbers. Upon the Mahalachim is exactly Chaim Nov versus Chaznish, and other Shalots exactly how to calculate it. I tried to understand what they were doing and where they gained numbers from Yishlayin, Yishlod, and Ayin Shom. The Maisa, let's assume our ovens, the Maisa, are still in there. So, their case over here, the case that's small. If they're big, we have a heter that if it's Piv Pesuach. What's Piv Pesuach? So, what the Mechava means over here, come on Lushach, and he says, it's possible, Tzuch Legami Ke'in Kiyo. I'd be open fully over here, totally over here. That's how the Chavadas goes. Atzal Hasheni, the Pichodesh Chokh Mazon, they come and say, no, only as we open a little bit Milamailo. That means even the Mechab says we open, what's the mean open? Does it mean like Taishas means a little bit open? I mean open Ligami, it's a Macholikis among the Achrenim. We'll get to Ramo B'Hashem next time on Sunday, see also Macholikis in the Ramo and how to pass the Loch Lamaiso. That means again, to get to this heter of being Godel and Pesuach, number one, Lav Davka, a case of Pesuach. Number two, La Davka Kesed Al Godol. Halacha Maisel again, Be'ezrashem on Sunday. The last thing the Mechaber examined, the case of being Mechusser. So Halacha again, if one of them is Mechusser, the Maisel is Mutter. That's the Mechaber, that's Ramah. What does that mean? It means basically anyone who flew from Mechusser to Eitzol, not on El Al, on other airlines, have a trafe inside. So the question is, how in the world can you ever eat your food over here? It's very simple. Your food usually is double wrapped. One mitzvah is sugya v'recho, one mitzvah is sugya v'zeyo, one mitzvah is sugya abos, it's alam and ayin, it's double wrapped. And therefore, the reason why it's mutter not to worry about mitzvah is sugya v'recho, it's mechusser, that's the mechaber, that's the more, that's the ma'aseh why it's mutter for. Fine, so those are the five things we went through the mechaber. Be'ezrashem, next time, we'll go through the nine halachas that the mechaber says.
What concept that kodesh?
It's kodesh, right?